This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is gearing up for its biggest ever planned spill of water over dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. It's a controversial move that was ordered by a federal court to help endangered fish. To make sure it's done right, dam managers tested their options first using miniature models of Northwest dams. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Profita takes us to visit these mini dams way down in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Wait a second. What are the miniature versions of Northwest dams doing in Mississippi? Turns out, Vicksburg is home to a whole lot of miniature models. It all started back in 1927 with a massive flood on the Mississippi River. Congress created a lab to help manage future floods, and engineers dug a mini Mississippi River right into the dirt in Vicksburg.
The mission is solving those most challenging problems.
Jackie Petaway runs the Corps' Coastal Hydraulics Lab in Vicksburg.
You know, things that are too big for engineering firms to tackle.
One of those problems is figuring out how to spill more water through dams without disturbing the delicate balance of hydropower generation, water storage, and fish survival. The Vicksburg Lab has more than 1 million square feet of hangar space, filled with miniature models based on dams across the country, including all 8 major dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers.
Right now we're standing between two models.
Rock Peters is with the Northwest Division of the Corps in Portland.
We have the Dalles General model on our right, and on our left we have Lower Monumental.
They look like really long kiddie pools, with just a couple feet of water flowing through the mini dam.
Currently we have a team down here actually working on the models.
About a dozen people from Northwest agencies and tribes are gathered around the Dalles pool. Some are standing on top of the dam itself, which is roughly the size of a small footbridge. It doesn't generate electricity, Peter says, and there aren't any fish in the pool. But otherwise, it's just like the real thing, only 80 times smaller.
Oh, they're releasing dye now, so you can see how the dye is starting to move down the channel.
The bottom of the pool is shaped exactly like the bottom of the river. By injecting hot pink dye into the dam and sprinkling confetti into the pool, they can watch where the water goes as it moves downstream. The water flows through the part of the dam that looks like a row of garages. Those are called spill bays. The trick is to make sure the spill sends water in the right direction for both baby salmon swimming downstream and adult salmon swimming upstream.
We know that more spill is better.
Tucker Jones is with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. He's on the winning side of the judge's order to spill more water through dams instead of sending it through turbines to generate electricity.
The turbines, that is the worst route. Blades that are spinning are not typically good for living things.
Moving quickly on a straight path downstream is a much better path for salmon headed to the ocean, Jones says. And while fish might survive a trip through the turbines, they could suffer from it later. To save endangered fish, he says, we need to help more of them survive to adulthood.
We're looking for short-term, do something now for fish that are in real trouble.
But dam managers say spilling more water is complicated. It can send fish in the wrong direction. It can create eddies and make the fish more vulnerable to predators.
If you look downstream, you see that peninsula of rocks and little islands over there.
Mike Langsley of the Corps is standing on the full-size version of the Dalles Dam east of the Cascades.
That's pretty well-known predator habitat for birds, gulls, and smallmouth bass, northern pike minnow.
Out here, it's half a mile across the river from Oregon to Washington. And you drive rather than walk across the top of the dam. It has 23 spill bays, each with its own massive gate that opens to release water. Langsley says they used to open all the spill bays in the spring, sending fish right into those islands. They've used the mini dam to solve that problem. They now open fewer spill bays, and they built a wall in the river to steer the water in the right direction.
We wouldn't have been able to do it without the model. I mean, can you imagine just trial and error sticking a wall in there?
Dam managers track fish survival here, and the numbers are good. More than 90% of the fish survive. The question is for how long? As the Corps starts spilling more water this spring, advocates are convinced it will help more fish survive to adulthood. Critics say the science isn't clear, and we could be wasting water on spill, getting less hydropower without getting any more fish. I'm Cassandra Profita, reporting.